1332, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Rose Consulting and Financial Services. Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero. It's 12 away from 8, and joining me now is the Federal Member for Hinkler, Keith Pitt in Canberra. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners from sunny Canberra.
I was going to say, is it sunny, snowing, or is it five seasons in one day?
I've seen a bit of that during the week, but yeah, that's a beautiful day today.
Plenty to talk about this morning. First, of course, the Medibank situation. What are you hearing from a government's perspective, considering these information that's been leaked out?
Well, these data breaches are obviously very concerning, and I'd hope that the Labor government would act quickly. But the real question comes back to just how much data do companies need to keep? We know that some of them utilise that data for other purposes. That they do distribute it to others. And there needs to be a real crackdown on this, because once you've been identified, for example, why would a company need to keep that information into the future? So I think there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of foreign actors involved. We know that areas of China and Russia and others are where a lot of these attacks come from. And I think it's time for all Australians to be very cautious. And there's certainly plenty of information available online around cyber safety, and I'd encourage people to go and have a look.
Yeah, as you say, there is plenty of information. Other topics that I wanted to catch on this morning, Keith, if that's all right, the new Royal Flying Doctor Service facility being built in our backyard. Can you tell us about this?
Oh, they said it wouldn't happen, but it is. We turned the sod on that last week. This is an over $20 million facility. It'll have a flight simulator for the brand new King Airs that the RFDS will be utilising right across the country. And they will come to Bundaberg for that training. The facility will be right there at the Bundaberg Airport. $15 million from the Commonwealth as part of the Hinkler regional deal, and a local firm's won the construction, Merchie Construction. Congratulations to them.
Yep, and I have seen the photos of the simulator, very impressive, but I still wouldn't probably get anyone because I don't like flying, but I know it is a simulator, but very impressive unit.
Oh, they are, and they bounce around just like an aircraft. They can do their hours and their practice, and this is why it's so important. They can be doing that and not tying up aircraft that can be utilised for their basic purpose, which is to go out and help people.
Speaking of helping people, they've been doing it for 50 years, Bundaberg Volunteer Marine Rescue. They celebrated their 50th year last weekend, and by all accounts, it was a fantastic afternoon.
Well, I got to the function on the Friday night. They had a formal dinner at the RSL, and that was great just to get down there and thank everyone, because, they're volunteers. Mm. Most of them have come from different areas of life, but they all get down there and help people out in their time of need, and duck across from there to the Bundaberg Rowing Club Awards as well. So it was a pretty busy evening.
Federal Member for Hinkler, Keith Pitt, joins me this morning on the Big Brekkie. And the latest with the gas and electricity prices, it seems every week we talk about this. There is talk that the government was going to cap gas and electricity prices, or at least look at it. How's that coming along?
Well, before the election, 97 times they said they'd bring the price down by $275. Now we've seen Minister Wells from the Labor Party say, oh, that's not till 2025. I mean, what a con. But we have seen news today that Treasury is now considering a tax that they can then redistribute to others across the country to try and bring it down. I mean, the fundamentals here are really basic. You need more gas into the system at the places where they need it. That's particularly Victoria. And the reason Victoria is out of gas is because the state government had a moratorium on gas exploration for a decade. If you don't actually develop any, there won't be any.
Well, yeah, that's a fair point, isn't it? And finally, Keith, if I wouldn't mind, obviously question time on Monday and yesterday and continues today. What has come out of question time over the last 3 days? Because we only get to see a little bit of it.
Well, a lot of it is about power prices. Yep. But in estimates yesterday, what came out when they were asking questions of the Australian Federal Police is that those who are known colloquially as the ISIS brights, yep, do not have control orders on them. And the Labor Party had cut funding to the Australian Federal Police in the last budget by $18 million. So fundamentally, any government's first priority has to be the Australian people, and that's the ones that are here. These are tough decisions, but governments have to make difficult decisions. Now, there's 25 million Australians that didn't go to Syria and support people who were terrorists, but now we know, through estimates, that this could cost up to $3 million a person to monitor and tie up hundreds of police per individual. I think the federal Labor government has to demonstrate how it is they're going to manage these risks, because the people I'm talking to out on the street, they're not happy about this at all.
I was going to say, that was going to be my next question. If you are talking to people on the street, their thoughts?
Absolutely. I mean, everyone understands that these are really difficult decisions. But do you want them in your suburb? Do you want them living next door to you? And how is it that Labor is managing this risk? Because the more people they bring back who have been involved in terrorism and around these activities, the more difficult it is to make sure we don't have a bad outcome here. I mean, whilst we're in government, there were literally hundreds of occasions where we've had to intervene to prevent mass casualties or other events that were being planned or talked about. And it is the safety of the Australian people that has to be the priority for the federal government at all times.
Now, you're not joining us next week because you have a big event happening overseas. What's happening overseas?
I'm on a delegation with a Labor member through Germany and Spain. In Spain, we'll be attending NATO as observers. Australia is obviously not a member of NATO, but my understanding is there'll be a discussion about the Ukraine's application to become a member of NATO, so I think that's a really important security piece for worldwide stability. And Germany, I'm hopeful to have a look through some of their advanced manufacturing, and in particular, you know, their nuclear power stations and how they make sure that, you know, they're safe and whether they're developing further in terms of their energy space. But I was put forward and voted in by the Coalition Party Room as the delegate for the opposition, and I'll be travelling with Labor's Kate Thwaites, and it'll be fascinating, and we'll bring back a lot of that information for use in Australia.
And just finally, a question without notice. This is my topic today. What did you get in trouble for when you were a kid?
Just about everything.
Yes, I think that's the common one. Hey, Federal Member for Hinkler, Keith Pitt, really do appreciate your time, and yeah, we'll catch up in a fortnight.
Hey, great to be with you.
No worries. Thank you very much. It's 1332 4BU at 6 to 8.